pretty
Put in your shirt pocket. Voigtlander made a nice
Voigtlander is a... I haven't seen them. Are they still in business?
Yeah, they're still in business. They make a couple of... They make a whole line, but the ones they're pushing hardest now in their ads are their reflexes from $400 on down.
I was going to school up Stillwater. One of my friends up there had an old-fashioned Voigtlander. This was long before the days of coated lenses and what have you. It was a big thing. It took 2 1/4, 3 1/4 negative. So what a beautiful picture that thing would take. Bella's type, you know. That thing was fantastic.
Yeah, and the price you paid for those was about the same you paid for something made by Kodak. The German work was machined, and the Kodak work was stamped and riveted.
I offered to buy this thing. I mean, well, he said, I never use it, but he says, I won't sell it. I must have praised it too much.
Yeah. If you're going to buy it, run it down.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. If the kids are making a lot of noise and you don't want them to make it, what would you tell them?
Be quiet.
And if a person has lost his hearing, you'd say he's...
Hard of hearing.
Any other term you might use?
Deaf.
If you saw a fellow out working in the sun and his shirt was wet, what would you say he'd done to get it wet?
He was sweating.
He was sweating, or he did what?
Perspired.
What do you call that sore place that men sometimes get in their neck? It's red and sticks out a little bit, has a hard center.
Acne?
Sort of like a carbuncle.
Boil?
What would you call that stuff in the center of the fluid in that?
People call it pus.
Is this the term you grew up with?
Yeah.
I wanted to get your dad on tape, and I asked him if I could get this thing out. He said, oh no. You wouldn't say that the skin around that was nice and level and flat. You'd say the area was...
Inflamed.
Inflamed and...
Swollen.
If somebody got shot, what would you call the place where the bullet went in?
Wound.
And if you get an ingrown toenail or something and there's that red, angry area around it, what do you call that?
Festered area, or?
No, it starts to grow, but it's not real skin. Proud or something like that?
Well, I've heard people call it proud flesh.
Is this what you'd call it?
No, I've heard the term. I've never had occasion to use it, though. Here, this kicks back to medical background again. We just called it infected area, or...
If you had a good friend and you'd gone away on vacation or something and came back and they'd buried him, what would you say had happened to him?
He had died or had passed away.
And if you wanted to find out the cause of death, what would you ask somebody?
What was the cause of death?
Or?
How did he die?
And if he had a disease of some sort and you want to find out what disease, what would you say? What did he die of? And he would be buried in a...
coffin?
And he would, in the church, they would take him there for his
funeral.
And then he'd be buried in the
cemetery.
And if he were married, his widow would wear black to show that she was
bereaved.
Or in
mourning.
And somebody might want to console her and say, everything will be all right, so just don't.
Don't worry, don't fret.
Oh, and often diseases. What do you call that disease where the